Hey, the Chaos Queen here, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
I know what you mean, Ferb. It does seem like more than 104 days.
Hello and welcome to episode 100 of PALCA, podcast organization brought to you without a cool acronym. Fuck. Do it again, you idiot, and do it right this time.
Do it right. Do it.
Do it right the first time, you moron.
Okay, then. Carry on.
Hello and welcome to episode 100 of PALCA, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I am, of course, THU and Mike. Jeremy, as always, is Pecan Court Michael. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Sometimes I wish it would stop, but it's going. Today is the 100th day of summer, which means that's it, folks. We're done. No, not really. But it is the 100th day of summer. Is the time that we at the GCRN finish off. We've got a few more episodes coming, but we're winding down on the podcast organization without a cool acronym. And this time around, it is all about Tales from the Resistance, the return to the second dimension. So, Michael, are you ready to jump on the roller coaster ride that is the podcast organization without a cool acronym?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yes. Yes, we are. I was disappointed.
What? Why?
This thing
we
is
just
20...
jump right into it. Just jump right into my
No, no wallow, no nothing. You take that shit and swallow it somewhere else. But I was disappointed because I'm all sitting right here thinking all day today, all day as I because as of this recording, folks, I'm just gonna spill it out right now, and he's gonna be disappointed in me because I haven't done shit. I've got episode 97 of the podcast like ready to assemble. I've been editing so many other friggin' things. So yeah, folks. Even though we're recording this at Christmas time in 2024, you're probably not gonna hear this until summer of 2025. But that's just kind of the way things go around here at the Geekcast Radio Network, as well as at Disney with Phineas and Ferb and delays and whatever. Wait. No, this will be out before summer 2025. But the point is, like, I went to get this episode done, to watch this thing, and I looked at what I really went to do was, okay, to manage my time, how long is this thing? It's only 23 fucking minutes! I'm like, are you kidding me? This is only 23 fervent minutes, really? Like, I thought this was an hour-long special. I thought this was going to be like 45 minutes on Disney+.
Oh, you thought it was another movie?
Yeah, I thought it... Well, I mean, I knew it was an episode. I didn't think it was like a two-hour movie. I didn't think it was like what we'll do later with Candace Against the Universe. I thought it was a full hour-long episode. That's what I thought it was. And then I looked at the thing, and I'm like, I'm squinting at my phone because I watched this on my phone the first time, and then I watched it like a proper person on my computer the second time. But I'm looking at this, and I'm like, 23 minutes? What do you mean 23 minutes?
Proper person. What are you, a peasant? You're watching it on your television? Oh, my God.
A phone. Phone first. Then
I know. And then the computer. I know.
Yeah. Well, technically, my monitor, the Samsung, accounts, whatever the hell this is, it actually doubles as a TV. It has a TV tuner in it. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, holy crap, it's only 23 minutes? Yeah. Man.
Well, how should I put it? When I saw it was only one episode in a 22-minute episode, I was like, huh, that's weird. We've been doing double episodes lately. And, so I just thought it was strange that you said we were only going to watch the one.
Well, that's why. Well, again, my thinking was, oh, this is going to be 45 minutes of a cartoon. Being the 100th episode of the podcast, this is going to be something special. And I'm not saying it's not going to be special. Hello, folks. You hopefully have laughed by now. But it's one of those things where...
I was.
Like, my... yeah, but... Literally, my cruel.
Yes, there's a word.
Yeah, there's a word there. I can't even find it.
Were you looking for incompetence? Because that's the word I was looking at. I was.
No, I, yeah, yeah. Like, I already know I'm incompetent. Thank you, but the. The fuck it. I can't say it. Fucking word. I don't know.
Don't say the word. It's all right.
I don't know what that word. It's not working. So the words no work. Brain 11 p.m. Eastern time. No work. No work. Must sleep. Goodbye.
11.
Okay, 10:29. Excuse me.
Like 10.
Whatever. Yeah.
You got,
whatever.
You got plenty of room here. You're good.
Mm-hmm.
Got do this.
Room here.
Believe in you.
Wake a sleeping giant. Oh, God. So, in the second dimension, while Doofenshmirtz is in prison, Isabella's Isabella's pet goes missing, along with many agents of the OWCA. Phineas, Ferb, and Candace and her resistance fighters must find and defeat a new foe to save the animal spies and protect their world. So, yeah, thinking this was larger, like, literally, I thought our side, first dimension people came back. Nope, it's just all the second, which is fine. I'm not complaining about that, but I'm just stating that original. Yeah, I know, but I thought it being a sequel, they would involve the first dimension characters at some point or another, but I kind of like that they didn't. I kind of like it that it's just the second dimension crew.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I liked it that they kind of went back to that well, and, you know, for the most part, it was satisfying.
Yeah, absolutely.
I when you said you were disappointed, I thought you meant you were disappointed in the episode because
they just went back to those characters and we're done with them.
We don't need to see them anymore.
No. Disappointment was the time length of the episode. I thought it was longer than what it was. And honestly, after watching it two times before we did the recording now, I'm like, oh, okay, that worked. 23 minutes, that's fine. That's
Like most of the writing in Phineas and Ferb, it was very tight. They crammed a lot in to a small amount of time. I don't know if it would have been any better if they had added an extra 22 minutes.
Yeah, true.
I'm satisfied with what we got.
I am now. Again, it was just one of those things where when I went to prepare for it, I'm like, oh, so I don't have to set aside so much time more than what I thought I did. Again, folks, I have issues with time. I've written, probably by now at least one, if not two, blog posts about time displacement. Don't get me started. I like this. I think this is fun. I think this is interesting. We basically hit on every character that's in the second dimension that, you know, has. I think Carl is on the three.
Got a couple new ones.
Yeah, I got a couple new ones too. I think Carl was on the three monitor mirror screen a little too much, but that's just Carl, and that's just me not really caring that much about Carl. But
it is what it is. In there somewhere.
Yeah.
Awesome. But we got Irving in a non-speaking role. And and we got some Charlene in there.
Lots of Charlene shit.
More Charlene in this episode than we've seen in the entire series so far.
Oh yeah.
I mean, she's spoken before. She's had speaking lines, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
She's never had a song. So
nope.
You know.
Not until now.
Yeah, so this was interesting. the occasional Star Wars reference when Doofenshmirtz mentions his wife. He's like, there is another Doofenshmirtz.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, I'll take that. I like the occasional set. And this is before we actually got the Star Wars episode, right? So
they can
hint at it, but they can't actually.
Yeah, this is before we got the Star Wars episode of Phineas and Ferb. This is obviously way after Return of the Jedi, which there's another. I do like, and this is just a wiki thing to me, but they literally call him in the wiki Doof 2's line, there is another. Like, they actually call him Doof 2. Like,
everybody's a 2. They're all.
Yeah.
Ferb 2.
Yeah. I like that. That's I do like that
alternate verb or alternate universe. I mean,
that's verb, true.
AU doof. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey you. You know.
Hey you over there. I like
the Silence of the Lambs references.
Oh, Lord, no.
I really like Silence of the Lambs. I just... God. Like, I really like this mask. I like the way it makes my voice sound. Listen. Fava beans.
No.
No. I laughed. Just, I laughed so hard. I thought that was hilarious. Because, you know, the kids that are watching this show weren't going to get that reference. This was specifically for us.
Yeah, this is specifically for people that would actually get the reference.
Yeah. In fact, the Hannibal Lecter, the dolly, right? I mean, set up on like a dolly. That's kind of terrifying when you think about it.
It's very terrifying. I was in a Cracker Barrel recently, and because it's Christmas time here,
that is terrifying.
That's a whole other podcast. Don't get me started on the cult that is the cult that is the Cracker Barrel store. Okay, I have cult. Yeah, that's right. Cracker Barrel cult, CBC, Cracker Barrel cult. Okay, I have no problem with Cracker Barrel restaurant. I have no problem with the restaurant side of it. I have no problem. I love the food. The food's great. Don't get me wrong. Those corn muffins could use a little work, though. But it's one of those things where that store is not big enough for as many people as they cram in there. Because you have to get people in there that are waiting for a table. Because sometimes it's 15 to 20 minutes to 45 minutes long.
Waiting in line to pay.
Waiting in line to pay, and then all of the other people buying who tchotchkes. Are shopping, buying all the tchotchkes and the things and whatever. So, anyway, point is since we're talking about.
They would have aisles or, like, you know, space enough for two people to stand side by side while they're staring at tchotchkes.
You know, single file, in line. Back in line, or else you're doomed. Doom! But
get out of here. Go sit in one of those folded rocking chairs, you know.
Oh God, I tried. No, I am way too old for that shit.
Rocking chairs?
Yes.
That's the whole point of going. You sit in the rocking chair.
I know the whole point. The problem is I'm too old and I'm too fat. I don't fit. Even in the biggest one they had. You don't want to see a fat guy try to fit into one of the Cracker Barrel rocking chairs. Trust me, it's not a good thing. My point in saying all of this is that when I went to Cracker Barrel, because it was Christmas time when I went, there was a fake plasticky tchotchke giant Clarice the Reindeer from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. My first thought was, oh, hello, Clarice.
Hello,
and
Clarice.
Since we're talking about Silence of the Lambs and fava beans, no.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay, so now that we've finally gotten around to the point of that story.
Exactly. I told you that story to tell you this one, but I don't actually have a second story to tell anybody anymore, but that's it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're done here.
Yeah, we're done here. Good night, everybody. shortest episode 100 ever. and the people all cheered.
Let's wrap this up. So a couple other things to mention before we do wrap up is the cyborg animal agents.
Yep.
That was fun. I really liked that. I liked the idea that they had the anti-cyborg chips implanted into the little hats. So in order to free them, they had to turn them back into Pauka agents.
Yep.
Pauka agents, rather.
Yes.
And that was clever. I like
it. Good. It works.
I thought it was cool. Yeah. What else did I like? I like the Mega Man guns.
Those were
Mega
good.
Man.
Yep, those were good.
Big old arm gun. And the Firestorm girls.
Yes, they're great.
Almost didn't recognize them because they're not dressed up as Fireside Girls.
Fireside Girls.
They're just wearing their.
They're just normal people in their gray and black. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say they're black tactical outfits. You know, they're almost like military.
Well, I mean, that's the point because Second Dimension resistance is futile and all that.
Sure, okay. But yeah, I like that part. I was like, wait a minute, who are all these? Oh, these are Fireside Girls. All right, I get it.
That's
now.
Right.
And then I forgot that they were called Firestorm Girls until Candace mentioned it. And I was like, that's awesome. All right. In their tactical vests.
Yes.
What else do you got?
I like her. I like Shaolin Song, the convoluted, both of their, technically it's with both of them, but she starts at the convoluted reasons we pretend to be divorced. That's yeah. hilarious. I love that. That's awesome.
That was
there
a good song.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good song. And then there isn't, I'm trying to think before I sneeze, trying not to sneeze.
But,
trying to use all my brain power to tell my nose to not do the thing that it wants to do.
I will talk briefly about Vanessa while you mute and sneeze. But yeah, so it was a Vanessa, but she had a very small speaking role. She didn't get to sing this time. She really should have ran out and had a little something to say during the divorce song, because divorce only, you know, destroys families. And she should have chimed in about how she was so happy that her parents were actually together.
Well, I think that's the irony of her not saying it, because she knows they are. Trust me.
Oh, she's in on it. Okay.
Yeah, she's in on it, because
oh,
that scene when she goes, you guys, run!
She's like, you know what? You guys, come on over here. I got to talk to you. And I'm thinking, she's going to bolt. She's going to grab a bolt and jump out a window.
Exactly. And look what happened. Yeah, no. Second Dimension Vanessa knows all. She's in on the gag, which is fine, which works. Now, as
Tony's in on it too, because he's driving the getaway car.
Hey, look, at least Tony ain't fucking Johnny. Tony's better than Johnny. Oh, God. Oh,
you know what? I forgot which one was the current boyfriend. I was like, is this the one that was whining because she broke up with him, but she's with him in this universe? I don't remember. Yeah.
So in the first dimension, it's Johnny, who is the whiny bitch. In the second dimension, it's this Tony, what's his name?
Zulo.
Zulo.
Tony Mazzullo.
Yeah, it's too bad they couldn't have named him Tony Danza. Oh, wait.
It's already a Tony Danza.
I know, but, you know, talk about who's the boss. But, yeah, no, second, and look, I come from divorced parents, and you're absolutely right, divorce hurts kids, and it hurts everybody involved, and all of that and everything else. But at least in this case, normally it would be a bad, and I think that's the whole point of the opposite of the second dimension, is that it's a pretend thing for everybody else. It's a front for everybody else, but the family, the three of them, they know. So yeah, Vanessa was in on it the whole time. She's in on the gag.
She's in on it. She knows.
She doesn't need any emotionally scarring backstories like her father does.
just the one choo-choo. He tosses that choo-choo out.
I know. Backstory. Revolving or whatever.
I just laughed a lot during this episode. It was...
Yeah.
And again, you know... It's different. They still touch on all the stuff. You still have the yes, I am. You still have the Ferb who refuses to speak after one line. He's got one line per show. He actually says it. I've only got one line per show. And he says, "Oh, so you don't actually say anything?" And he just blinks at them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's not what he not says. It's how he not says it.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. So there was a and Sepulveda. So there's this whole thing in the beginning where you've got, oddly, these weird whispering kind of voices in the background. And I couldn't hear them properly. I'm like, what the hell is she saying? I had to turn on the closed captions.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did, I'm just like, what the hell? I still don't understand. She's like, she's like, I'm speaking Elvish. And he's like, well, what does that mean? And she's like, this doesn't mean anything. It's a made up word. And he's like, oh, I want to do that too. And she's like, oh, do it. And he says, Sepulveda. And I'm like, is that it? Is that an Elvish word? And he's like, no, it's an exit on the 405.
Yeah, it's an exit.
And I'm like, no. I think I've been there. I think I've been there. I've Sepulveda. That's funny.
Probably. The funnier thing would have been to tie this into resistance and futile and boy Borgs and girl Borgs and all that stuff.
Lord.
He should have said, yeah. He should have said, even though this is a separate, I know I'm mixing my universes here when I say this, but he should have said Sebulba. Like, it should have been Sebulba. Star Wars.
It's not the worst Star Wars character, because there were, you know, at least way two worse. Or three more in that movie, but it was pretty damn close to being the worst. It was just a terrible character.
God, that movie is 25 years old this year.
You could make a character that's completely CGI. What would we do? I don't know. Maybe make him walk around on his hands. Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
maybe have him trip and have him fall into the electronics and have him have his tongue electroshock therapied.
That's exactly what we should do. That might have been the worst character, but then we have Mini Greedo. I mean, there's just all sorts of really questionable decisions being made in this movie, and
not in this episode, luckily.
Well, the younger people, you know, they kind of come and see it with fresh eyes, and they seem to like it. But when it first came out, I was unimpressed. I was not happy.
I was because I was 19 at the time, so I was in theaters. My butt was in the seat in the theater.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was an opening day because I was impressed with how clean the universe looked in the beginning.
It's not dirty, it's not lived in.
Yeah.
It's all CGI. You can't run around with a dirty rag and muss everything up if it's CGI. It's
You could if the rag was CGI.
You got computer graphics all over my rag. That's all right. I'm just wiping them over everything. But Not only everything was clean. It's like everything's fresh and clean and new, and even their spaceships are shiny. It's like completely chrome spaceships. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that N1 needed some dirt. Man.
Yeah, needed some dirt. Needed some of that good old Tatooine filth. Smashed all into everything. You need Luke Skywalker with a screwdriver trying to get that crap out of the nooks and crannies.
Luke Skywalker with a screwdriver. Who needs a lightsaber? He's got a screwdriver. Luke Skywalker, the mechanical Jedi.
Basically how we meet him, and he's like, oh man, what do you got jammed in here?
Yep.
Let me get rid of that for you.
Oh, I got rid of that. Shit. This hot girl shows up.
There's a hot chick inside. What?
There's a hot chick in this side, this metal trash can.
Let me try this other hole, see what comes out. Over here.
Hey, bring her back. Bring her back. Play the message back. What do you mean you can't, R2?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway. He's like, come on, man. All right, so now that we've gotten that out of our system.
Yes.
Whiny Luke. Shut up, Wormy. Wormy, that's what they called him.
Oh, Lord. Are you sure he can't see you? It's a one-way mirror. Here, watch this. They didn't put the mirror in yet.
So the funny thing is, like, I'm looking at the wiki, right? And it says memorable quotes. They put the entire script in. Entire script is a memorable quote. I'm like, seriously? Really? I mean, it was a good episode, but the entire... I mean, even this. He says, I think I stepped on a slug. A slug? Yeah, wait a second. What do you call those things that eat nuts and live in trees? A squirrel? Oh, yeah, it was definitely a slug. And I'm like, how did this get in? How did this How did this get greenlit? I don't understand. And then there was some funny things, like Candace and her ice cream.
Yep.
You know, oh, hey, let's have some ice cream. And Candace is like, ice cream? What is that? Some kind of weird yelling game? I had to see it written down in the wiki to get the joke.
Really?
Ice cream?
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream.
A weird yelling game? No. I'm like, I have no idea what that means. I don't understand. Yeah, and the whole one-way mirror thing. It's like, you mentioned earlier, Carl, in and out of the mirrors.
Yeah.
They really need, and again, these are usually pretty tight scripts, you know, but they're adding some fluff in here that I think could have been replaced with something maybe a little funnier. You know, punch this up a little bit. Or maybe add another 30 seconds of giant robot ant battle. Because who doesn't want to see that? That's awesome.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of scenes that, I don't want to call it cinematography because there's a word for it in animation. It's like scene layout or something. But they did a lot of these like cinematic scenes where they're going for a wide view or they're going for an overhead view. Or they're spinning around their characters while they do action things like fight with giant ants, you know, giant robot ants. You know, the whole thing with Isabella, you know, fighting the giant ant was, it would have been right at home in an action movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't this the, didn't she try to, what's the phrase I'm looking for? Lack of oxygen and sleep deprivation have my brain not functioning tonight, folks.
Asphyxiation.
No, the thing, didn't she like thread the needle through the legs of the, didn't she basically
I thought she was going for an AT-AT. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It might be our only shot.
Yeah, that's what I thought she was doing. That's the whole time, the whole scene.
But then one leg came off, and I was like, wait a minute, it's got six. It can't stand on five. You know, it's like, ah, crap, my leg is gone. It just falls over.
I mean, if you have six legs, that's an even number. And if you have five or three or one, that's an odd number. And nobody can stand. Well, you can stand on one leg, but it's kind of like riding a unicycle.
But I mean, even if it only had three, it could still stumble along. I mean, dogs and cats could. Can stumble along with three legs. And they're not used to having six. What? Is three-legged dogs too depressing for you?
No, I just drew. No, it's not that.
What's wrong?
Three-legged. You said three-legged dogs, and my first thought was to the Charlie Sheen movie Terminal Velocity, where he plays Mitch Brody, and he has to go to Russia, and there's a three-legged dog in that movie. Oh. Anyway, yeah, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, now I'm depressed. Thanks.
Hey, you started this shit, Mister. How many legs do they stay at? Remove one leg, everything's fucked. Yeah,
you got plenty of legs.
You got plenty of legs. You can stand on five legs.
Technically, you could rip off one more, and it could walk on four. It would be fine.
Fine.
Yeah, it could actually probably even lope that way. It might be better.
Yeah. Oh boy. Yikes. I mean, you know, folks, we as humans stand on two legs, and half the time most of us can't do that. So, you know, you never know what taking the one sixth of legs away from robotic ants. Robotic, and like, this is like
robot ant.
Why can't you just grow a new leg, you robot? Like, just
honestly, just where's the pop-out wheels, you know?
Exactly.
Very like, poorly designed giant robot.
This is a very poorly designed Transformers episode is what this is.
No, I want to see it turn into a robot. Come on, man.
Yeah.
There was a ball dropped here.
Yeah, very much. This is a lot of fun, and I don't really have any no, we don't moments. There isn't anything in here that is like, eh, that's kind of it. That makes me not like the episode.
Aside from a joke that might have been taken a little, you know, too long.
Was.
Some things that could have been punched up a little bit. But, I mean, again, it's a very entertaining episode. I liked going back to these characters. I liked that, you know, the Phineas and Ferb alternate universe characters weren't like, I know what we're gonna do today, we're gonna rebuild society, you know. It's like, no, we're just gonna play a game. We have no idea how to play this game, but we're gonna do it. You know, I thought that was cute. I enjoyed it. I liked the whole thing. Would Absolutely. I have liked a little more? Maybe, you know, maybe another. I don't know how much more we could possibly cram into this. But yeah, if I had to give it a rating, I'd probably say, you know, 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. 4 out of 5. Ain't bad. I do love, well, how many agents did we lose, Carl?
26. 37. 26?
Oh. Now that would have been funny. But it's like
would have been 20, funny.
That would have been funny. 26. But he says 2026, sir, which is hello, English, US, alphabet, blah, blah, blah. So there's an animal agent for every letter of the
alphabet. One for alphabet. Each letter?
Yep.
Yep. Oh, including Perry. Including one Perry. For each. Really? There's one for each letter of the alphabet?
That's what the background information on the Phineas and Ferb Wikipedia says, is that it says... Carl II mentions that they lost 26, the same number of letters in the English alphabet agents, since they have 20 agents A through Z. So, I don't know.
Yeah. All right, I guess that makes sense. I'll buy that. Sure.
For a dollar.
For a dollar. I'll buy that for a dollar. Yeah. So, yeah, 20, including Agent P, 26.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seven. Trying but to yeah, losing the agents on the way to the parking lot.
Yeah, that'd not be good.
Another reference that, kids won't get. Yeah,
no, and as they shouldn't, because that's not a child movie.
It was such a good movie. I was a child when I saw it. Oh, you know what? And there was a balloony reference. Yeah, before we go, we gotta throw that in there too.
Was there? I missed that. Where was Bellini? Yeah.
Well, there's a picture of it in the wiki. So I mean, when they were infiltrating the evil lair, there was this huge Bellini face.
Gotcha. Yep. Very cool.
And it was it's weird because there was like a statue of Doofenshmirtz, and Bellini was like looming over it, and it was like that's kind of a weird. I'm not even going to wonder about that. But it was neat to see it. But you would think Bellini would be one of those things where it's like, oh, tragic backstory. Oh, you know, but no, he's there.
Oh, he's there. That's okay. Besides, losing Bellini is not going to be backstory de-evolving. It's going to be the loss of the choo-choo that makes Doofenshmirtz evil again, not Bellini. Oh boy. But yeah. Four and a half out of five for Tales from the Resistance, The Return to the Second Dimension.
Good stuff,
as always. Okay, so yeah, we're gonna take a quick ad break and hear some podcast ads and some other stuff. We'll come back to close the show right after this.
In the meantime, I'd like to introduce you to a little thing the kids are calling ice cream.
Ice cream? Wait, what is that? Some kind of weird yelling game?
Hello, geeks and geekettes. Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the GeekCast Radio Network.
Are you missing entertainment in your life? Welcome to Captain Ruggles Gaming. Whether it's guides, roleplay content, or our shenanigans with our collaborations with the 20 years standing strong Fart Clan, also known as Fast Action Response Team, or the Wrecking Crew, we have something for everyone. So join us when we traverse the cosmos of space games, survive the undead in zombie games, or just having fun in first-person shooters or random indie games. Visit us now at geekcastradio.com and youtube.com/@CaptainRuggles or Google search Captain Ruggles Gaming. It's game time, and I'll see you but on the battlefield.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or geekcastradio.com.
Are you in need of what the heck did I just listen to? Are you in need of a laugh at the expense of the internet? Boy, do I have a treat for you. Here at Lyrically Audacious, we turn just about anything into music. Visit us now at youtube.com/@ Lyrically Audacious, all one word. So swing by, have a laugh. Stay lyrical, stay audacious, here at Lyrically Audacious.
For the best in science fiction, join Mark Baumgarten, Vicky Jakubowski, Zion Kiros, and Juan San Miguel on the award-winning podcast, Marku 42's Universe. Doctor Who, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Star Trek, and more are all fair game with Marku 42, which has been around since 2012 in one form or another. Marku 42's Universe is proud to be a part of GeekCast Radio Network, the best place to get your geek on. Listen to us bi-weekly or weekly if we have a topic relevant for you, our listeners. Marku 42 on GeekCast Radio Network, a match made in a galaxy near you.
Do you like the Transformers?
Yes.
Do you like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Cowabunga!
Do you like IDW Comics?
And comic book podcasts?
Then come check out Ninjas and Bots. Each week we look at an issue of Transformers
or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from their IDW Comics incarnation. We drop episodes every Saturday morning.
Just like the cartoons we loved as a kid. The show can be found on your favorite podcatcher and at johnreadscomics.com.
See you then.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'm the host of the Rock Nerd Radio Show, which airs live on HudsonRiverRadio.com every Wednesday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It also gets backed up as a podcast, which you can find on your preferred podcasting platform. Every week on my show, I talk about all kinds of pop culture. I talk about music, I talk about movies, TV, comics, collectibles, and so much more. I also feature a guest on my show periodically, which you might enjoy. I have a couple of special segments on my show, one called The Cover Song of the Week and My Favorite Thing in the World This Week. If you think this sounds cool, check it out sometime. I hope you do.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Now surrender.
Ah! A Doofenshmirtz never surrenders! We fight until the last man!
Hey. Wait a minute, I'm the last man. Don't I get a say in this?
Oh, come on, honey. It'll be fun.
All right, hold it. Everybody just stop. Excuse me. Can I talk to my parents? Listen, Mom, Dad, come here. You guys, I'm only going to say this once. Run!
I got a huge bag of gummy nerds over here, and I'm just happy as a clam.
M's are salty, though. They're not sweet. Anyway, that's a whole other rabbit hole. All right, folks, we are back here on the Podcast Organization Without a Cool Acronym. This is our 100th episode, so as of this recording, and hopefully by the time you folks hear this before summer of 2025, I just released episode 100 of Studio 2009. Studio 2009 is our podcast where we talk about anything in the audio or visual realm, so if you can see it, hear it, watch it, read it, listen to it, we'll cover it. And that only took 4.5 years. It's taken us 10, not 10, it's taken us 8 years. We started this podcast in 2016, folks. It's taken us 8 years to get to episode 100. Oh, wow. Boy. I mean, there's a lot of things that happened in those 8 years, obviously, but it is what it is. We are here at episode 100, so yay! Any final thoughts from you, sir, about Tales from the Resistance, or any other final thoughts in general before I run through the closing?
Sepulveda.
Any other relevant thoughts other than just saying a street name?
I actually had a relevant thought or a non-relevant thought, but I'm going to save it until after the show because it won't be relevant by the time this comes out.
I mean, you know, if I speed things along.
Okay. I'm looking at my screen. I've got Epic Games up, right? And every week, Epic Games offers free video games. And they say, here's our free video game for the week. This week's free video game is Lego Star Wars. All three of the Lego the Skywalker saga, all in one, including all of the updated character skins. So you can play as like Ahsoka or the Bad Batch. And it's free. And, you know, I've played these on like the PlayStation.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're so much fun. And they came out for PC probably a couple of years ago. And it was a huge deal when they came to PC. But now they're offering it for free. So, I mean, if you're interested in that type of thing, and we're a huge Star Wars fans, I would run right now, grab that for free off Epic Games. And again, if you're listening to this in the summer of 2025, you're way too late.
Like a specific time frame on this? Like,
sale ends December 12th, 2024.
Oh, crap. That means I have to have 97, 98, 99... Oh God! Well, we are a daily podcast around here, so
feel free to delete this part, but make an announcement somewhere else. But I would say if you're interested in Star Wars and you have access to PC gaming, check out Epic Games, and honestly, if you play Fortnite, and who doesn't on the PC, then you might not, but if you do, you have access to free Lego Star Wars.
Very cool, very cool. Thank you for joining us here on Palka. There are several ways to get in contact with us to leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. Plus, we now have a brand new fourth wall store on the website. Visit shop.geekcastradio.com, where you can get t-shirts, sweatshirts, glasses, drinking glasses, mugs, and all that other stuff. Did you get your mug yet?
No, I don't think I'm going to get a mug. I still have to order a hat, though.
Oh, it was a hat. That's what it was.
It's a hat,
I didn't remember. I couldn't remember if you said, I want that mug or I want that hat. Like, that's a nice hat. I'm like, to get your hat yet? Oh, boy. Anyway, yeah, check that out, folks. You can email us feedback@geekcastradio.com. You can check us out on any of the podcatching clients you choose to use, Apple, Spotify, all that good stuff. You can follow us on Twitter @GeekCastRadio for the network. I am @TFG1Mike. He doesn't use Twitter anymore, but it was Pecan CT Michael back in the day.
I think it's still there. I think I just started Threads. I'm probably going to start up a Blue Sky soon.
Yeah, Blue Sky's all right. I've heard people say other things about it, but it's all right. It works.
I'm hearing that people are saying that Threads is as toxic as Twitter right now, so they're like, we need Blue Sky. Yeah.
So, alright, well, this is a cartoon show, folks, about a cartoon, and they don't have too many, they've got mayoral races, they've got evil scientists who want to take over the town, and take over the tri-state area, and take over the world at some point, and whatever else, but, what I've heard lately is like, oh, all the left are fleeing to Blue Sky because Twitter is blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, God, shut the hell up. Just enjoy whatever social media you prefer to enjoy. I'm on all of them. Threads is what I use the least because I often forget that it's there. Threads and Blue Sky, I don't use either one of them as much. I may open it like once a day or once every 6 days. Like Threads is less used than Blue Sky.
As an old person, I find Facebook to be very helpful. And so,
absolutely.
But Facebook is always like, "Have you seen this thread?" And I'm like, "No, I haven't. What is it?" And I look at
No.
Yeah, I click on it. And it says, "Oh, you don't have threads." I'm like, well, fine.
Well, if you had Instagram, you'd have threads. So,
have Instagram. Maybe it's Instagram that I'm... I mean, I thought it was Facebook. Maybe it's Instagram that wants me to use
Well, it's
that.
All Meta anyway, but...
They're all owned by the same company,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I mean,
It's all Meta.
Okay.
The thing about the Facebook thing is, like, have you seen this thread on Threads? No, I haven't. But I don't want to see it on my Facebook. So please, X. XXXXX.
Seen this thread on Threads? No.
Like, literally, the other day, I got a suggestion for a page that they're like, would you like to like this fan? And look, folks, we want you to like our fan page on Facebook, because, you know, that's part of the promotion around here. But the thing of it is if you are going to suggest to me a page that makes a post using that dumbass, lame-ass, fake-ass AI male generic voice, and you know which one I'm talking about, the one that just is so, like, look, I'm about as bland as can be, folks. I'm vanilla as all white people can be. I'm one step below albino, not really. But it's one of those things where, but that voice is just so goddamn annoying. And this page suggestion was like, here, we're going to give you, Mike Blanchard, who has been a lifelong Knight Rider fan, a recap of Knight Rider with this generic male AI voice that you hate. No, don't, and stop. X. Exit out. Exit out. Don't show that shit to me. Get out. Get it. It's like fending off whatever people, sword slashes or whatever. It's like I'm in a fencing class on social media sometimes. It's like, nope, get out of here. Nope, get out of here. It's like, whatever. Anyway, we're on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, go like Geekcast Radio Network. That's the fan page on Facebook.
Now come full circle.
Yes, exactly. See? It works. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Palka and wish you'll join us next time when we will be giving you our thoughts on the next... four individual cartoons for Phineas and Ferb Season 4, which include The Return of the Rogue Rabbit, Live and Let Drive, Lost in Danville, and The Innator Method. Dun dun dun. For now, I am Snot-Nosed TFG and Mike with...
Econ CT Michael.
Thank you for listening. Until next time. Oh, yeah. And unleash the geek in you.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah, so all this is going to get cut out.
We've already overanalyzed it. We've already discussed too much.
There's no such thing. Not here at the Geekcast Radio Network. There's no such thing as overanalyzation. What are you talking about? Where the hell have you been for the last 15 and a half years?
Technically, gross. They could have multiple Tales from the Resistance episodes. I mean, they don't have to stop at just one. They could. They could go back and see how they're doing.
They could. Yeah, I hope they don't, but they could.
You know, the Doofenshmirtzes are still at large, so...
Yes, that's very true. I mean, they could do a whole new separate series. Adventures from the Second Dimension, or Tales from the Second Dimension...
More tales from the Resistance, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. More tales from the Resistance.
More tales.
If they did more tales from the Second Dimension, you have to get the Crypt Keeper to do tales. You know, so.
You know what? If they're really clever, they could spell it T A I L S and have it all about the Pupka agents or Auka agents.
Yeah,
Auka. Alka agents. A through
yeah.
Z.
Yep.
Agent U. What is a U?
Please don't
animal
even
animal starts with U.
Oh shit. I should know this. God damn it.
Like Umber Hulk, but that's only in D&D.
I was thinking Ocelot, but that's an O.
That's an O, yeah.
Ocelot. Yeah, I know. I know Ocelot is an O. What big... Oh, God, I can't believe I'm going to do this. Hey,
no,
Google.
Don't. Please don't.
What is an animal that begins with the letter U?
I don't really care that much.
According to H-Z animals, the animals that start with the letter U are the Wakari, Waru Cichlid, Yugasu, Uinta Ground Squirrel, Uinta Therium, Ulysses Butterfly.
Okay, shut up, Google.
There's not really any more. That's about it.